Bitumen emulsion stabilisation is a quite different process to foam stabilisation.
Bitumen emulsion has been widely used through Australia, both in plant mix and in in-situ processes. One of the challenges with emulsion is that it becomes expensive because it's a water and bitumen product, and with our vast distances, you end up having to cart both bitumen and water to site, so therefore the cartage cost impacts on the price of the process. The other thing is some of our material's already wet, and adding more water to a process means that it becomes too wet for compaction and ability to open to traffic. So today, I'd say the bitumen emulsion type process is becoming out of favour because we're looking at a more cheaper solution such as foam bitumen.
Yet another form of stabilisation is hot-in-place asphalt recycling, also known by its acronym HIPA.
Hot-in-place asphalt recycling is where you use gas burners pushed in front of a profiling-type machine, and material is added, can be either emulsion or even hot mix. It hasn't been widely used, it's reasonably expensive. It is used to some extent in Europe, but only on a small percentage of the network, and has been used for trial sections with varying degrees of success in New South Wales.
So does it look like we might be taking it out in any form?
We will keep using it to have the technique available, but it's unlikely to be a widespread usage. It's generally going to be a fairly substantial pavement already you're going to treat in this fashion. And in many cases, just milling the material off, taking it and adding it to a recycled asphalt pavement is a more economical treatment.
The traditional pavement is stiffest on the top layers, but there are pavements that reverse this practice, the so-called upside-down pavements.
About the mid-1970s, they started to go to what was called an upside-down pavement, and they were looking to stabilise the sub-base and provide a granular overlay on top of that. The reason being that they thought that the reflection cracks from the sub-base would be stopped by the granular layer on top. That was the theory. And these sort of pavements worked out quite cheaply because you're putting the stabilised layer at the bottom, which meant that the tensile strain on that material was a lot lower at that lower level. So this was quite a different concept from stabilising the top layer where the strains at the bottom of that base layer were quite high. These strains were now much lower because that layer was buried further down. So these form fairly cheap pavements, but they suffered from what we found later on was impermeability reversals. As water got down through the seal and through the granular base material, it would strike that impermeable sub-base layer and the water had nowhere to go but to wet up the material above. And so we had failures in the base materials.
Well, an upside-down pavement comes out very good on paper, but in practice, once you have a fatigue cracking or something of the surface, the base is quickly saturated and quickly fails under continued loading.
They were very successful at Holbrook on the Hume Highway, perhaps because ordinarily the rainfall is not as high as some areas. Pavements we built back in the 80s are still performing today quite well.
We are still building upside-down pavements, but what we're looking for today is for a material as the base layer which is moisture-insensitive. And there are a few gravels around which are moisture-insensitive. That means that when the material wets up, it doesn't lose its strength dramatically. And so those pavements are still very cheap and economical to produce and perform very well. But the secret is to get that moisture-insensitive base material on top.